Stop Punishing Yourself, the only podcast that teaches neurodivergent Alaskans prone to anxiety and depression how to stop feeling like victims to their brains and start feeling empowered by them. I'm your host and neurospicy life coach, Alicia Turner, and I promise to take you from codependent and insecure to independent and unstoppable using the spiritual art and science of coaching. If you're ready to fully reverse the harmful wiring that's living rent-free all up in your brain, then let's get started. Hello, my fellow earthlings. This has been on my mind a lot in the last week or two. And I know it's not my first time thinking about it, but I think I unconsciously slipped back into the deserve category. So let me explain myself. Today I want to talk about deserving versus commitment. I can't tell you how many times I myself have said, or one of my clients has said, I don't deserve it. I feel like I don't deserve it. Right? I feel like I haven't worked enough for it or earned it, or it's about some level of deserving. And I really want to shatter this notion of you deserving something, because who gets to decide that, right? I'm going to look up the definition right now, actually. I probably should have done that before I started, but this is how we do things around here. Deserving means worthy of being treated in a particular way, typically of being given assistance. So that's a very vague general definition. So I'm going to put it in some context. A lot of people believe they don't deserve a happier relationship, or they don't deserve a better paying job, or they don't deserve love and acceptance just for being who they are because they are too flawed and have done too many wrong things in their life. That's the context I want to put it in today. So it's really deserving just like basic human needs. That's like where it's starting from, right? Deserving support, deserving respect, deserving to be seen and heard and understood. Most of us didn't receive this, especially if you were born or identify as a woman. Because women are taught you deserve what you want, right? To be seen, heard, and respected, if it's contingent upon, if you follow these social norms, right? If you follow this good girl programming, if you stay quiet, if you stay skinny, if you do what you're told, if you get the approval of a man, then you deserve basic human things like respect and to be seen and understood. And maybe not even then. Even if you do all those things, you still maybe will get disrespected and not be seen or heard. And this is really fucking heavy for a human. And so this is a lot of the reason why I do the work I do, is because it's kind of like, hey, just because we're born women doesn't mean we don't not deserve respect. And everyone's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, oh, this kind of seems important, though. Maybe we should talk about it. And so I've had to bring in this idea of commitment to break through this social conditioning of believing to my core that I don't deserve the things I want. It's such a strong message living in so many women's brains. When I was like, I want a business. Well, I want a better relationship. Well, I want to love myself. Everything in my mind and body was like, you don't deserve it. And it's important to know that that voice wasn't mine. That was the internalized voice of the society I was raised in. Of all the social messaging I received beginning when, you know, I was conscious and aware. It was like my brain was open source code and I didn't get to choose what code was put in there. But I promise you, the code that was put in there was you don't deserve to be seen, heard, or respected or understood because you're a woman. And that's the way it is. And get over it and follow these norms. And so I had to fight up against that and process the discomfort of that. And the way that really worked was not to convince myself I did deserve it, because that honestly felt too hard. I was too far away from that. I couldn't believe I deserved to have my own business. In fact, some days I'm still like, what the fuck is this? Like, am I allowed to do this? Are the police going to come? And so it's really a matter of commitment to counterbalance and kind of cancel out that idea of deserving. I can sit back at the end of the day and channel like my spiritual existence. And because of that, I'm like, okay, I exist. I'm here. I'm energy. I'm alive. And just like everyone else on this equal playing field, I deserve to be seen, heard, respected, and understood. But when it comes to like the body, the physical life I'm living in, the society I'm living in, I'm not there yet. I don't believe that in all the ways. I don't believe it fully. And instead of waiting until I do before I take action and start doing stuff in my life, I just decided I'm going to commit to getting this, whatever it was, the relationship, the business, the self-love, which are three areas I've worked very diligently on and in committing to creating. And it's a commitment that can't waver, right? It's funny when my brain wavers on it and kind of brings in ideas like, well, maybe I should just quit and burn everything down and go back to believing I don't deserve it. I have to double down on my commitment. I have to notice where that's coming from. It's coming from the overwhelming pull and power of societal influence, of all the message I'm absorbing consciously and unconsciously every day that's reminding me and reinforcing in my mind that I don't deserve these things, that I should stay small and quiet, that I should be obedient more than I should be resistant and defiant. And I'm doing everything in my power to hold steady in my commitment because I recognize it's not just about me. It's about a wave of social change for so many more women, and someone's got to be leading the charge. And I'm not saying I'm out here in the front, right? I have like 40 mentors in front of me that are rising the tide that I'm a part of, right? And all the clients that come to me, maybe I'm like one of their leaders, but they're leading people as well. You know, it's like a web. And so it's not a hierarchy. Fuck that. It's a web of all equally deserving and brilliant and worthy humans deciding to use commitment to create a wave of change. Maybe not for the whole world, but for our world, for our experience, for what we have in our lives. We're committed to stop believing that we don't deserve things, right? We're committed to learning how to create for ourselves an its own like bubble of seeing ourselves, hearing ourselves, respecting ourselves, and understanding ourselves if the world's not going to do it for us, right? We could wait our whole lifetimes for the world to do it, for society to be like, hey, women, we're sorry. We really want to respect and hear you now. It might never happen. So I've accepted that. I haven't made that a problem, but I have decided I'm committed to doing those things for myself because they're basic human functioning needs. And I, you know, I don't want to be bitter and victimized because, you know, the hierarchies of this world aren't giving me the same respect that they give to men. You know, I'm not going to cry about it. I'm just going to be like, all right, I'll give it to myself. See you later. You're missing out. It's really awesome to respect me and understand me because I'm fucking awesome. You know what I mean? I'm committed to it. And I'm committed to teaching women how to do that for themselves as well and to stop looking for it from their husbands, right? I do have a husband that sees, hears, respects, and understands me. And that was like my one criteria because I know what it's like to be in relationship, especially with men who don't do those things. And I was like, this is a deal breaker. And so it's possible to create that. It's, you know, there are people out there that are evolving and self-aware and committed to, you know, growth and consciousness, which is awesome. It should be everyone's hobby in their free time. But if you're surrounded by people who are committed to not seeing you that way or changing their way of operating, that's okay. Stop trying to force them. That's none of your business anyway. Your job is to see, hear, understand, and respect you. If you're not doing it, they're definitely not going to do it. So you've got to kind of release the reins in that and reorganize and restructure your life internally. And then the external will reorganize and restructure itself on its own. You don't even have to mentally or physically try. It just automatically does it for you. That's the power of our internal energy, or our invisible energy, our invisible emotion. So that's all I want to say today, is stop waiting till you think you deserve things and just be committed to seeing, hearing, understanding, and respecting yourself. That is the big number one commitment. And from that can be born any other desire you have that you may or may not think you deserve, right? So I still really struggle in this genre of my business of thinking I deserve it. When clients come to me, I'm like, I don't deserve to help them. I'm not good enough, you know? But then I go back to my commitment. I'm committed to this bigger picture social change. I'm committed to them loving themselves. So that trumps whether or not I think I deserve to help them and get paid for my services, right? Because the overwhelming message in my head is, I don't deserve to get paid. Don't pay me. I'm a piece of shit, right? That's what my brain tells me. So that's why it just doesn't go away. That idea of I don't deserve it doesn't go away. So don't let it win. Just be like, I don't deserve it. Oh, sure, maybe, maybe not. But I'm committing to doing it anyway. And that idea of deserving or not deserving shouldn't stop you from going after what you want. And everything you want, I promise you, is going to stem from this core message of I'm committed to seeing, hearing, understanding, and respecting myself. If you don't know what that means, come work with me. You're probably not seeing, hearing, understanding, and respecting yourself if you've never delved into your subconscious, your social conditioning, the anxiety, the depression you might have, the self-talk you have, the way you show up for yourself. If you've never scratched the surface of any of that stuff, then I promise you, you're probably not seeing or hearing yourself in the way you could, and you're probably not respecting or understanding yourself in the way you could, in the powerful, transformative way that will make you feel empowered and in control of your life and less victimized in this world, right? Less concerned with what other people are doing and so engulfed and what's the word? I almost said traumatized. That's not the word I want. So engulfed and entertained, I don't know, with your life, with what's going on for you, and that being your main focus and that being enough for you because you're brave enough to face you every day and have your back. And that's a big shift. So that's where I'm going to leave you. I'll see you next week, buddies. Talk to you then. Bye. Thanks for listening, buddy. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, you have to come check out my one-on-one coaching program. It's 24 weeks of me and you, where I take all the guesswork out of your self-awareness journey. I'm just going to give you all the answers in one go. I guarantee you after these 24 weeks, you will feel like a completely different human. Empowered, focused, motivated, in love with yourself, and on fire for your life again. Go to AliciaTurnerCoaching.com right now to book your free consult call, and I'd love to have you join while spots last. I'll see you there.